Coming up next on the Passion Struck podcast, the psychological immune system is a powerful tool to help us manage our emotions and thoughts during difficult times. By understanding the science behind it, we can better equip ourselves with strategies to strengthen our own psychological immune systems. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Momentum Friday and episode 247 of Passion Struck. Recently ranked by Interview Valet as the third best podcast for mindset and the fourth best for conversation. Thank you to each and every one of you who come back weekly to listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. And if you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here. Or you just want to introduce this to a family or friend, we now have episode starter packs, and these are collections of our fans' favorite episodes we organize into convenient topics. You can find these both on Spotify and on the Passion Struck website at passionstruck.com/starterpacks. In case you missed it, earlier in the week, I interviewed Dr. Ethan Cross, who's an award-winning psychologist at the University of Michigan and an expert on the power of our inner voice and how we can control it. I also interviewed Dr. Neetha Bhushan, and we discuss her new book, which releases next week, That Sucked, Now What? I also wanted to thank you so much for your continued support by giving us ratings and reviews, which go such a long way in helping us increase the popularity of the show, but more importantly, bring more people into the Passion Struck community, where we can give them weekly doses of inspiration, hope, meaning, and motivation. Now let's talk about today's episode. Have you ever found yourself in a difficult situation and felt like everything was going wrong? You are not alone. Everyone experiences these moments. But what if I told you that there was an inner superpower that can help you turn things around? The psychological immune system is the answer to your problems. It's our brain's way of turning negative situations into positive ones by cooking up facts and feelings to bring us joy. In today's episode, we'll explore the psychological immune system, examples of how it works in action, the science behind it, strategies to strengthen its power within us, and ultimately how to harness its potential and put it into practice in your life. Understanding how this unconscious behavior works will empower you to take control of your mental health and lead a more fulfilling life. So get ready. Let's dive deep into understanding our amazing psychological immune system. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Psychological immune system is a concept developed by psychologist Daniel Gilbert in his book, Stumbling on Happiness. It refers to the unconscious mental processes that people use to make sense of and cope with difficult or unpleasant situations. The psychological immune system helps us interpret our experiences, regulate our emotions, and ultimately find meaning in life. The psychological immune system is an individual's ability to create positive interpretations of negative events or experiences. And this process can be either unconscious or conscious and involves reframing situations so that they appear more favorable than they actually are. For example, if someone fails a test, they may focus on what they learned from the experience instead of feeling discouraged about their performance. So how does it work? The psychological immune system works on two different levels, cognitively and emotionally. On the cognitive side, it involves reframing adverse elements in more optimistic terms or looking at them from simply different perspectives. While on the emotional level, it involves developing healthy coping mechanisms such as mindfulness practices or exercise for stress reduction. The psychological immune system works by helping individuals adjust their thinking patterns when faced with adversity or challenging circumstances. People with strong psychological immunity tend to look for silver linings in any situation and often devise creative solutions to problems rather than dwelling on the negatives. They also tend to be more resilient when facing setbacks because they know how to take things in stride without letting them get them down too much. The psychological immune system is a powerful tool that helps us turn negative situations into positive ones. By understanding how it works and what examples of it are taking place in our lives, we can begin to use the psychological immune system to help us improve our outlook on life and increase overall happiness. Next, let's look at some examples of the psychological immune system in action. The first is positive thinking and self-talk. Positive thinking and self-talk are two of the most powerful tools we have to help us cope with life's challenges. When faced with a difficult situation, our psychological immune system kicks in to protect us from feeling overwhelmed or defeated. We can use positive thinking and self-talk to reframe our thoughts about the situation, allowing us to find more constructive solutions that lead to better outcomes. For example, if you're feeling down about not getting a promotion at work, instead of dwelling on your disappointment, focus on what you can do differently next time around. Next, reframe negative situations. Reframing negative situations is another way we can use our psychological immune system for protection against stressors by changing how we view an event or experience in a more productive manner. For example, by looking at it as an opportunity for growth rather than something that has gone wrong, we can often gain insight into how to best move forward in a more productive manner. For example, if you fail an exam despite studying hard, instead of beating yourself up over it, try looking at what went wrong so that you know what areas need improvement when prepping for future exams. The psychological immune system can be used to help us reframe negative situations and think more positively. The key takeaway here is that we can use our psychological immune system to protect ourselves from feeling overwhelmed or defeated. Positive thinking and self-talk, as well as reframing negative situations, are two powerful tools that can help us cope with life challenges. Next, let's explore the science behind this powerful psychological phenomenon. The psychological immune system is a concept that has been studied by psychologists and neuroscientists for literally decades. It is the process of our brains unconsciously manipulating facts to turn negative situations into positive ones. The science behind this phenomenon lies in understanding how our brains are wired, how emotions play a role, and the power of habits and routines. So let's first go into neuroplasticity and rewiring your brain. Neuroplasticity refers to the ability of your brain to rewire itself based on experiences or new information it receives. This means that when you experience something unpleasant, your brain can learn from it and create new pathways so that similar experiences don't have as much of an impact on you in the future. In other words, with practice, you can use neuroplasticity to strengthen your psychological immune system over time. So next, let's explore the role of emotions in the psychological immune system. Our emotions are closely linked with our thoughts, making them powerful tools for influencing our psychological immune system. When we feel positive emotions such as joy or contentment, we tend to be more open-minded about difficult situations because they seem less daunting than when you're feeling negative emotions, like fear or anxiety. On the other hand, if we focus too much on negative feelings such as anger or sadness, it can make us close off from potential solutions instead of seeking the help or advice of others who may offer insight into better ways to move forward. Now, let's look at the impact of our habits and routines, which can significantly impact the psychological immune system because they can help provide a sense of predictability and stability in our lives. This can help to reduce stress and anxiety, which are known to negatively impact the psychological immune system. Habits and routines can help reduce fatigue, the mental exhaustion that comes from making too many decisions. By having a set of regular habits and routines, individuals can spend less energy on decision-making and more on activities. The psychological immune system is a powerful tool to help us manage our emotions and thoughts during difficult times. By understanding the science behind it, we can better equip ourselves with strategies to strengthen our own psychological immune system. The key takeaway here is the psychological immune system is a concept that can be strengthened over time with neuroplasticity, habits, and emotions, allowing us to better cope with difficult situations. So now that you know the science behind it, what are some strategies to strengthen your psychological immune system? Psychological immune system is a powerful tool that can help us stay positive and resilient in the face of adversity. To strengthen this system, there are several strategies that we can use. The first is to identify stressors and triggers in your life. Knowing what stresses you out or triggers negative emotions is essential for effectively using psychological immune system. Take some time each day to reflect on your thoughts and feelings so that you can recognize when something isn't quite right. This will allow you to identify any potential stressors or triggers before they become overwhelming. Second, mindfulness practices for stress reduction. Mindfulness practices such as meditation, yoga, and deep breathing exercises can be used to reduce stress levels and improve mental well-being. These activities allow us to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so that we can better manage them when faced with difficult situations. Practicing mindfulness regularly helps cultivate a sense of inner peace, which strengthens our psychological immune system. The next step is to exercise for mental health and well-being. Exercise has proven to have numerous benefits on both physical and and mental health. Regular exercise releases endorphins, which act as a normal mood booster, while also reducing stress hormones like cortisol, which can lead to anxiety or depression if left unchecked. Additionally, exercise increases blood flow throughout the body, including the brain, resulting in improved cognitive function over time. Next, develop healthy coping mechanisms, which are essential for strengthening one's psychological immune system, as it allows us to effectively deal with challenging situations without resorting to negative behaviors such as self-sabotage or substance abuse. Examples of healthy coping mechanisms include journaling, talking about your problems with trusted friends or family members, engaging in creative activities such as art or music therapy, and even volunteering in your local community. All these activities provide an outlet for emotions while also helping you gain perspective on any given situation from different angles, allowing you to make informed decisions moving forward. Finally, it is important not only to identify stressors, but also to learn how to let go of them once they have been addressed. A psychological immune system allows us to do this by helping us to reframe our thinking from a place of negativity into one that focuses on solutions rather than problems. By learning how to focus on positives instead of dwelling on negatives, we can better equip ourselves with strategies for moving forward, even during difficult times. The key takeaway here is that we can strengthen our psychological immune system by engaging in mindfulness practices such as deep breathing exercises, meditation, and yoga, exercising for mental health and well-being, and developing healthy coping mechanisms. Let's next explore how to harness this incredible power. As I talked about earlier, the psychological immune system is an unconscious behavior that helps us to cope with stress and negative situations. It works by cooking up facts that turn a negative situation into something more positive. By harnessing the power of this system, we can develop a healthier mindset and cultivate resilience in our lives. The first step is to develop a positive mindset. Take advantage of the psychological immune system. It's essential to focus on developing a positive mindset. This means learning how to reframe stressful or difficult situations to see them from different perspectives. Practicing self-talk techniques such as affirmations can also help you stay focused on the positives instead of getting bogged down by negativity. Next, practice self-care and self-compassion. Practicing self-compassion involves treating yourself kindly, just as you would treat someone else who made a mistake. Taking care of yourself is essential for effectively utilizing the psychological immune system. This includes setting boundaries for yourself and others, taking time out for relaxing activities like I talked about before, such as yoga, meditation, eating healthy meals, getting enough sleep, and exercising regularly. It's essential to practice self-compassion when things don't go our way, as it will help you maintain perspective during tough times so you can move forward without feeling overwhelmed or defeated. You also need to develop gratitude and optimism, which are critical components for successfully using the psychological immune system. Being thankful for what we have, rather than focusing on what we lack, helps us to stay grounded in reality while still finding joy in life's little moments, even if they seem insignificant at first glance. Likewise, maintaining a positive outlook allows us to look beyond present difficulties towards brighter futures ahead, no matter how challenging our current circumstances may be. By harnessing and understanding the power of the psychological immune system, you can create a more positive outlook on life and begin to practice self-care and cultivate gratitude. The key takeaway from this is that we can cultivate resilience and well-being by focusing on solutions, developing a healthy coping mechanism, exercising regularly, setting realistic goals, and practicing gratitude, optimism, and self-compassion. Now, let's look at how we apply this knowledge in everyday life. Here are just a few ways to put the psychological immune system into practice. The first is to set boundaries for yourself and others. Setting boundaries is an important part of self-care when it comes to managing your mental health. Establishing healthy limits on what you will accept from yourself or others helps keep you safe emotionally while also allowing you to maintain respect for yourself and those around you. Taking time out each day for self-reflection can help bring clarity on where your energy should be directed toward achieving balance in life. It gives a space between stimulus and response, which allows one's mind and body time to process information before making decisions based on logic rather than emotion. Self-reflection also provides insight into patterns and behaviors which may need adjusting if they are no longer serving one's highest good. So I've covered a lot of information today, so let me summarize this for you. By understanding the psychological immune system, and how it works, we can use this knowledge to navigate difficult situations better, allowing us to feel more empowered and content. Taking the time to understand the psychological immune system will be well worth your effort, as you'll find yourself more equipped to handle life's challenges with grace and ease. I hope that you can use the psychological immune system and harness its power for greater satisfaction and joy in life. With the right mindset, you can be sure that no matter what comes your way, you'll have the resilience and strength of mind to make it through with a smile on your face. I hope you all enjoyed the show, and I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and especially everybody who listened. Thank you so much. A link to the transcript will be in the show notes at PassionStruck.com. Videos are on YouTube at John R. Miles and our new Clips channel at PassionStruck Clips. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at PassionStruck.com/deals. I'm on LinkedIn. You can also find me at John R. Miles on Twitter and Instagram. You're about to hear a preview of the PassionStruck podcast interview I did with Rory Vaden, the co-founder of the Brand Builders Group and the world-leading expert on the psychology of leadership and influence. Rory's first book, Take the Stairs, is a New York Times bestseller that has been translated into 11 languages. Rory writes and speaks about the key to building a rock-solid reputation and to success in anything is to do the right thing even when you don't feel like doing it.
It is understanding what personal branding is and what it is not. Personal branding is about the problem you solve in the service of other people. It's about service. It's not self-centered. It's others-centered, right? It's not self-actualization. What, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs talks about self-actualization. I think Maslow missed it. I think Maslow was rung short. It's good to become all that you're meant to be, but there's a level beyond that, which is becoming everything you can be in the service of others. That is a level of power and a depth of fire and passion that is non-extinguishable.
The fee for this show is that you share it with family and friends when you find something interesting or useful. If you know someone who would like to learn more about the psychological immune system, definitely share today's episode with them. The greatest compliment that you can give us is to share the show with those that you care about. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. And until next time, live life passion struck.